6 killed, 24 wounded in Chicago area July 4 parade shooting. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 4, 2022. Multiple people have been killed after shots were fired along the 4th of July parade route in Chicago's Highland Park neighborhood. Live updates all times Eastern. 7:58 p.m., person of interest in custody. 5:59 p.m., a doctor who treated victims on scene says of the slain parade attendees, their bodies were blown up. 5:56 p.m., at the latest law enforcement press conference, authorities name a 22-year-old person of interest who is armed and dangerous and is believed to be driving a silver Honda with Illinois plates. 5:38 p.m. 5:29 p.m., some info on the wounded from local hospitals. 5:14 p.m. 5:07 p.m., government official says one victim of the shooting is a Mexican national. An automatic translation reads, "Unfortunately, we have confirmed a person of Mexican nationality who died from a gunshot wound in Highland Park, Illinois. Our sincere condolences to all the people who lost their lives in this attack. Also, there are two wounded of Mexican origin." 4:56 p.m., still scant details on the ongoing manhunt. 4:53 p.m., another video angle. 4:37 p.m., some new details. 4:31 p.m., little new information from police's third press conference of the day. 4:28 p.m., no July 4th fireworks for the Chicago White Sox. 4:23 p.m., new video appears to show a moment when the suspect reloads and continues firing, as attendees realize an assault is happening. 4:21 p.m., Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, there are too many guns on our streets. 4:07 p.m., nearby areas are canceling Independence Day events and urging residents to shelter in place. 4:04 p.m., in a statement reacting to the shooting, President Joe Biden touts the new bill he signed which promotes states enacting red flag, proto-social credit system laws for gun confiscation. 4:02 p.m., one victim identified. 3:47 p.m. 3:23 p.m., very wide search area for ongoing manhunt. 3:18 p.m., police begin a new press conference. 3:06 p.m., Highland Park is one local jurisdiction that at least previously banned assault weapons and magazines with more than 10 rounds of ammunition. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a challenge to the law in 2015. Breitbart's Ken Klukowski wrote at the time, "The city of Highland Park is part of the greater Chicago area and has a long track record of opposing citizens exercising the Second Amendment's right to keep and bear arms. Part of this is banning assault weapons, which is a term invented by politicians. Assault weapons are not an actual class of firearms. The term is often confused with assault rifles, which are a class of firearms. But for most such bans, assault weapons exclude some types of assault rifles and includes guns that are not assault rifles." 3:02 p.m., more photos and videos. 2:54 p.m., Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker calls for gun control. Prayers alone will not put a stop to the terror of rampant gun violence in our country. 2:43 p.m., State Senator Julie Morrison, whose family was in attendance, becomes an early voice calling for gun control in response to the attack. 2:41 p.m., manhunt for the suspect is going door to door. 2:38 p.m., new details from an AP wire. Hundreds of parade-goers in Highland Park, some visibly bloodied, fled the parade route, leaving behind chairs, baby strollers and blankets. Authorities have not officially reported any casualties, but witnesses described seeing bloodied bodies apparently covered with blankets. The Chicago Sun-Times reported that the parade began around 10 a.m. but was suddenly halted 10 minutes later after shots were fired. 2:32 p.m., new video of the moment shots were first fired. 2:13 p.m., Chicago Sun-Times columnist shares graphic photo of blood and bodies on the ground, plus video of parade attendees fleeing. 2:05 p.m., 6 people are confirmed dead and 24 more hospitalized. Police give a description of the suspect and say a rifle was found at the scene. Original story begins below. ABC7 notes that the parade was stopped about 10 minutes after it kicked off at 10 a.m., when the sound of gunfire rang out. Police told parade attendees, "Everybody disperse, please. It is not safe to be here." Chairs, blankets, and baby strollers were left behind as people scrambled for cover. Fox 32 reports that a Chicago Sun-Times saw blankets covering three bloodied bodies and five other people wounded and bloodied near the parade's reviewing stand. The Sun-Times notes that five people were killed and 16 wounded in the incident. Newsmax correspondent Alex Salvi tweeted, "There are reportedly multiple fatalities following a shooting at an Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois." He went on to write, "Warning, gunshots heard in below video." Breitbart News pointed out that at least 54 people were shot Friday into Monday morning in Chicago. Seven of the shooting victims succumbed to their wounds. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at @herHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.